This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on today's podcast, and that was a smart choice. And Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quotes with rates from other companies. So you save time on research, which allows you to enjoy the savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome to Monsters Among Us. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. It is great to have you back with us here this evening. And I have a spooky one for you. An unexpected theme, you might say. Or at least, I would imagine. This idea only came to me when I began to notice an abundance of calls, all containing the same word in their description. And that word is disappear. So I scraped together a dozen or so of these calls and packaged them up for you here tonight in an episode I'm calling Stories of the Vanished, Disappearing Items, People, and More. And to kick us off this evening, we begin with a few stories about odd objects in the sky that seem to vanish right before the witness's eyes. Please welcome the following anonymous caller out of Oregon to get us started.
Hi, Derek. So I wanted to call to report something that I've seen in the night sky. To preface, I work as a nighttime security guard in Hillsboro, Oregon. And on the morning of June 27th, 2020, at around 3:40 a.m., I saw something in the sky that I couldn't really explain. I was out on patrol, and I had noticed that there was a meteor shower going on. So I looked up in the night sky to observe all the meteors. And after it had kind of subsided for a little while, I was still looking up at the sky, and I happened to notice something that I just can't really explain. At first, it looked like just a typical, ordinary star. But the weird thing about it was that I noticed it getting brighter and brighter. And it got increasingly brighter until it just completely vanished. And I have no idea where it went or what it was for that matter. Because I've never heard of a star just getting brighter and then suddenly disappearing. So to clarify, there were no clouds in the sky. So it wasn't a case of cloud cover blocking the star from my point of view. And it was completely stationary. Like, it wasn't moving like a satellite or a meteor. I had witnessed meteors going off that night. Like, it didn't look anything like what I had seen. earlier. It wasn't streaking across the sky. It was just completely stationary in one part of the sky. Yeah, it was in the region between the Cassiopeia constellation and Ursa Minor. So kind of near Polaris. Anyways, thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Thank you, caller. You know, it sounds like you're in the right place at the right time. So good for you. And good for this next caller as well, because he seemed to have been just as lucky. Please welcome our friend Frank out of New York.
Hey, Derek, this is Frank from Long Island. I'm just calling because something happened to me about 20 minutes ago, around 10:40. It is Tuesday, January 14th. So I'm coming back home from Queens. I usually come home late on Tuesday nights. So I hang out with some friends from the neighborhood at a bar. So I'm usually coming home very late. I'm driving on the Northern State, which is on Northern Long Island. And this is around the borderline of Nassau and Suffolk. Now, I don't drink. I have a long ride back home. I'm just there, you know, hanging out, having a good time. So I'm driving. And I, all of a sudden, I see this bright white ball of light that just comes speeding in the sky, just shooting straight down. The way I can compare it was like, you know, the way when you shoot a bottle rocket and it zigzags a bit. It looked just like that, but it was going fast. First thing that came to mind was like, is that possibly a jet? But if it was like a military jet, definitely would have heard it. They've flown over here before, and they're hopefully pretty loud, especially when you're driving. So I would have definitely heard it. But this thing just flew, and it disappeared in midair. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it was just a reflection in my window or something. It was just way too bright. It was going way too fast. And the way it just disappeared into the sky. Like, I didn't even see it go past over the horizon or anything. It just went straight and then just disappeared. Lately, we've been having a lot of drones over there in Jersey. Some people have been reporting seeing them over here as well. I'm not sure if they're related. Hopefully, if somebody's listening to this, maybe they saw the same thing that I saw today. Yeah, just wanted to report it. I was listening to your podcast when I saw it, and I guess it was like a reminder. Let me let Derek know right away. Thanks, man. Love your show. Good night.
Thank you, Frank. And thank you for thinking of us straight away. I bet your mind was spinning, and yet you thought to give us a call. I think you made the right choice. Now, as for the object that Frank saw, we know that it could have been ball lightning. We already know that it exists, and we also know that it looks very similar to what Frank witnessed. And we also know that it can act just like the light that Frank saw. But Frank didn't mention any storm, and his account matches reports we've heard from so many others over the years, others that seemingly were not describing ball lightning in their report. But whatever it was, it sounded like it made for an amazing experience, Frank. And we thank you again for taking the time to call it in. Now, folks, before we go to our first break, I'm going to slip in one more scary story. And what's cooler than seeing one of these glowing orbs of light? Well, maybe seeing hundreds of them. Please welcome another anonymous caller to tonight's program.
Me and my friend were driving down the freeway. He stops mid-conversation and tells me, hey, look at that, what's in the sky? You look up and it looks like hundreds of lights, but in the shape of like a crane. We thought it was a crane. Those lights that usually they put around them to border them to avoid things from running into them or airplanes or whatever. And there was at least 100 lights, but in a single line. And As I started to look out at them and notice them as well, I kept on telling to my friend that we'll be able to see them, that they're right above my house. And as I stuck my head out the window, it was weird. It seemed like we started to drive under them. And as we were driving under them, they disappeared. Thousands of lights. It was crazy. It seemed like they were watching us.
Thank you, caller. Now, when I was doing talking head pieces for the TV show Paranormal Caught on Camera, we covered a few videos depicting a very similar scene to what our caller just described. Hundreds, if not thousands, of small, lightly glowing orbs bouncing around up in the sky. Now, personally, I think what we're seeing in those videos, at least, were flocks of white birds swarming together over a light source, like a spotlight, a floodlight, or a busy city center. You see, the birds are not really glowing. The light is simply reflecting off their white plumage, which intensifies when juxtaposed against the darkness of space. And they quote-unquote disappear when they fly out of that light's range or into a nearby shadow. So maybe that's what you saw, caller. I sure hope so. Because the alternative is that there are thousands of unidentified things floating around above us. And I don't like the sound of that at all. Well, thank you again, caller, for taking the time to call in. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more vanishing objects right after this.
Revenue problem. District in San Francisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on today's podcast, and that was a smart choice. And Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quotes with rates from other companies. So you save time on research, which allows you to enjoy the savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It must be 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See after details.
Now, we've already heard a few examples of disappearing lights in the sky. So what do you say we explore more disappearing objects? Beginning with James over in Virginia.
Hi, Derek. My name is James. I'm calling from Virginia. I don't really know how to categorize this story. It took place during the summer of either 2017 or 2018. One night, a friend of mine at the time, him and I went fishing, which we often normally did. This particular night, we went somewhere kind of not too far from where he lived at the time. For those who are familiar with the area, he lived near South Boston, Virginia. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the spot we'd gone fishing that night was somewhere between South Boston, Virginia, and Clarksville, Virginia. Anyway, this particular night, we were out just fishing alongside a river. We just had a couple of lawn chairs pulled up alongside the water. Between us, we had a lantern. That was the only light we had. But the lantern was to the left of me, looking at the water, and it was to the right of my friend. And we had fishing pole holders in the ground to hold the poles. Well, we had six poles, one pole in front of me, another pole several feet away to my right, and another pole several feet to the right of that. And for him, who was sitting to my left, he had a fishing pole sitting in front of him with another one to the left several feet and another one to the left several feet. So like I said, we had like six poles in the water all together. And we had little bells on the poles to, you know, jingle if we got a bite. Well, I don't remember how long we'd been sitting there for, but the fishing pole right in front of me where I was sitting jingled. And I got up and I pulled the pole and I started reeling in a fish. Well, I got the fish, you know, catfish. My friend got up and he was helping me to get it in, take it off the hook. And he got out a string. We put it through the, you know, his gills, put in the water. And I started to rebait my pole. You know, I turned my back from the water for just a moment while I put the bait back on. And then when I went to turn around to face the water to recast the pole, all of a sudden I noticed there's a pole right where I just pulled that pole from, and it's already cast out in the water. And I know it wasn't my friend that did it, just because, for one thing, he didn't have enough time to do it if he wanted to. And I brought it up to him. I was like, how did this pole get in the water? This is the spot I just pulled this pole from. And he was as baffled as me. And I noticed all the way to the left, the far end of the left, which would have been on his side, which was like in the darkest area away from the light of the lantern, there was a pole missing. We both know there was a pole over there before. So, you know, he said, maybe you must have pulled the pole way over there. And I said, no. I know I didn't do that for two reasons. Because one, if that had been the pole that caught the fish, he would have got up to get it because it was on his side of where he was sitting, one of his poles. And two, the lines would have crossed all the other ones, bringing it back over to where we were in the light of the lantern. But me and my friend were totally sober. We had not been taking any sort of illegal substances or anything like that to make us hallucinate. So we hadn't been drinking, hadn't been smoking or doing anything else like that. We were completely sober. So I really don't know. I think it really creeped my friend out more than it did me. To me, it just baffled me. I've had a lot of strange, odd things that I don't know how to explain over the years, but this one takes the cake. I really don't know how to explain this one. But if you have any ideas what it could have been, I'd love to hear it. Thanks, Derek. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you for the phone call. Now, honestly, I don't have a clue, James, but I wish that I did. Outside of a paranormal explanation, I don't know how you could have had that experience. I believe we can call that a glitch in the matrix, when there's a little hiccup in the programming. And perhaps that's the explanation for this next call as well. A similar story from Carrie here in California.
Hi, Derek. This is Carrie from Northern California, up by the Oregon border. I just had something really weird happen. It happened probably around 10 a.m., about 15 minutes ago. And it's a continuation from what started happening yesterday. So yesterday, I woke up and I got everyone ready for school because I'm a mom too and I have my husband who needs their work. So I got everyone up and ready to go. And got them out the door, got my coffee, was settling down to do some of my artwork for a small business I own. But I was sitting there upstairs drinking my coffee and doing my morning routine, which is just scrolling Facebook and Instagram. But I decided that I was going to light a candle or whatever. I have a total of 3 lighters. Today, I just wanted to relax with a candle upstairs. It was cold, and I just was not in the mood to do anything else. Anyways, I get up, and I'm trying to look for my lighters. 2 of them are broken now, even though they're full, and it's kind of frustrating. And then I had to go and get my ritual one that I have on my altar. I went to go look for it, and it's nowhere on my altar. I look around the room that my altar is in, It's nowhere in the room. There's a cat in the window. I pick up the cat. I look on the windowsill. It's not there. I'm going around in circles for like 5-10 minutes. Really, really super frustrated because I can't find it. And it's just the one thing I wanted to do this morning to relax. Now I'm going around room to room to room to room trying to find this lighter and not finding it. Check my old clothes. I check my son's room. I check my daughter's room. I check everywhere. And I couldn't find it. So I finally, frustrated, in the middle of my house, said, I don't care who has my lighter right now. I just want it back. It's the only one I have, and it's the only one working. And I need it. And I'm very frustrated right now. And then I just took a deep breath and I went to the bathroom. I got ready for my day, got dressed and everything just to calm down. And then when I come back upstairs to start on my artwork again, and after I've calmed down, I look in the windowsill and it's sitting right there in the windowsill. I looked there. I picked up the cat that was in the window. I moved every plant that I have in the window because I have like 8 to 10 plants in my window. It wasn't over there. And then when I come back upstairs, it's over there. It was so weird. I was just like over it and I put the lighter situation out of my mind. I think it's just me forgetting where I put the lighter or whatever. I am very forgetful and I do have ADHD, so it doesn't help any with that. But today, this morning, around 10 o'clock, I took my dog outside to use the bathroom. And right as we walk out the door to go outside or whatever, I have a porch. It's like 4 foot wide by like 15 feet long, but at the corner of my porch on the back, I see this random white thing just appear and fall. And I'm like, what was that? And I walk over, I look, I have a geranium bush right underneath my awning because my neighbor's fence is right there against my porch. So I put a geranium there to give it a little bit more soundproofing between me and my neighbors. Anyways, I look on top of my geranium and there is a perfectly white, unwrinkled, perfectly clean square of toilet paper sitting on top of my geranium. You heard me right. I said toilet paper. It was one single, clean, not wet, not dirty, nothing wrong with it, not even a wrinkle in it, piece of toilet paper. It was so weird. And then my dog saw it too. She went at it like it was a bird that landed in the bush. And so by the time I was able to fully see that it was indeed a piece of toilet paper. It was on the ground under the geranium, wet from the leaves, because it literally rained last night. So everything is wet, and we have frost that's melting off of the grass. So there's not really any place dry back there. But when it landed on the geranium, it was perfectly dry and clean. It was so weird. Anyways, it sounds very mundane, but those have been my last 2 days. And for some reason, I don't feel like this is like random things just happening right now. But at the same time, I don't know if I can handle random toilet paper falling from the sky. That might be too much for me. Anyways, love the show. Thank you so much, Derek. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Carrie. Watching an item appear out of thin air. They call that an aport. In parapsychology and spiritualism, an aport is an alleged paranormal transference of an article from one place to another, or an appearance of an article from an unknown source that is often associated with poltergeist activity or seances. So it's kind of heavy stuff there. But as Carrie had mentioned, she did have an altar, and it seemed she was no stranger to some sort of magic. Could that magic be powerful enough to cause a single sheet of white toilet paper to spontaneously appear? Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. But in the meantime, thank you again, Carrie, for sharing that story here with us. Now, before we hit play on our last disappearing object story, a quick reminder that if you don't share your stories with us, the show could disappear. Visit our hotline at 888-608-NIGHT. That's 888-608-NIGHT. Or you can record a voice memo on your phone and email the file to me at monstersamonguspodcast@gmail.com. And a brief but important message. We recently opened up our MAU Discord server to all of our listeners. And you can find the link in tonight's show notes or on our social media pages if you would like to join us there. And if you're one of those longtime Discord users from Patreon, you will still have access to a special Patreon exclusive channel within our Discord. So make sure that you check that out. Welcome aboard, everyone. Hopefully, we'll see you there. Now, what do you say we do one more vanishing object story before we move on to our next grouping of calls? From that state up north, please welcome Lauren to tonight's program.
Hi, Derek. My name is Lauren, and I am from Michigan. The story that I want to tell you just happened to me as I was leaving work. So I work for a small local music school, and I'm often there by myself at the end of the night after all the students and teachers have left. And I have, you know, my closing duties because I work at the front desk. So sorry, I was a little shaken up. But tonight I go through and I'm wiping everything down. Part of my duties is to wipe everything down and make sure all of the lesson room doors are shut. So I know I shut all the doors. The light switch is in the back of the building. So I go turn off the light switch and I go to pull out my phone to turn the flashlight on so I can get to the front of the building. And I can't find my phone. Nowhere to be found. So I'm like, oh, okay. Make my way to the front of the building. And I cannot find my phone anywhere. So I'm like, whatever. Get the studio phone. Try calling it. It's ringing, but I can't hear it anywhere. Then I hear two of our back room doors open. I thought it was just one, but the last two rooms, the doors opened. Nobody else is there but me. I can't explain it. There's no breeze. There's no air conditioning. I turn the air off every night. So I don't really know. At this point, I'm like, okay, whatever. I will get my phone tomorrow. I got to get home. I have two small kids I got to take care of. I go out to my car. My phone is on the passenger seat. Now, there is no way that I took my phone out there. I hadn't been out to my car. I had my phone with me while I was at work. I was texting my husband. I was texting my mom. They have text messages to prove I had my phone. I have no idea how it got to the passenger seat of my car. I don't know if I have a special visitor. I didn't feel scared or intimidated, but just a little creeped out. Anyways, keep up the great work, and I look forward to listening. Have a great night.
Thank you, Lauren. Now, the only explanation here that I can think of is that you actually ran out to your car real quick, leaving your phone there, but forgot all about running out there. Now, of course, this explanation relies on Lauren completely forgetting that she did something. so only she would know for sure. But regardless, the story is perfect for this episode. An episode filled with disappearing things. And as you're about to learn, disappearing people as well. But first, these quick messages.
1-2. We're celebrating Christmas in June at the Big...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on today's podcast, and that was a smart choice. And Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quotes with rates from other companies. So you save time on research, which allows you to enjoy the savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I think you ought to, your message is this.
Now, I actually have a few more missing object stories to get through before our final section. So let's start with this gem from Nora down in Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Nora Gower. I live in Rock Island, Tennessee, and this is my story. I lived in Nashville at the time, and I have stair-step children, and I am always having to go in the house to get something that they might have left, backpack, papers, whatever. So I decided to get a set of breakaway keys, where the car keys on one side, house keys on the other, and you clip them together or break them apart. So I get off work kind of a little early. I go to the grocery. I'm, you know, ready to just kick it. The kids didn't have any church or football, basketball, band, whatever it is they do. So I'm driving home, and I live on a street. It's a dead end. And you kind of like go down the hill, so you can't see my house as you approach it. But I go in and grab my house keys out of the console of my car as I'm driving down the hill. And I decide I'm going to go through my yard. And I know I still had my keys in my hand because it was kind of awkward as I'm pulling up into the yard. And I'm like, oh, Nora, you're going to hit the house with the car. Because I always say silly things like that to myself. I didn't. And my hand is still closed. My keys are still in my hand from the time I grabbed them out of my console. And I get out of my car, and my hand's still closed. I open the door. I go up my stairs. I go to open my screen door. I open my hand to unlock my door, and my keys are gone. Absolutely gone. So I'm like kind of puzzled. I go and I'm like, well, yeah, maybe I dropped them. I didn't realize it, even though I did have them clutched in my hand. And I look in my groceries. I look, you know, the side of the seat, under the seat, other side of the seat. I look on my side. I look under my car, in the grass, kind of up the stairs. I never found them keys. Thank you, Derek, and everyone who puts this amazing show together. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nora. Where the hell did those keys go? Now, I like to imagine that somewhere I have a story from someone across the country that found a set of keys. And maybe they were Nora's keys, somehow transported to another part of the world. and short, losing a set of keys is easy, I suppose. Although it doesn't sound like it was that simple here with Nora. But what about losing something much, much bigger? Here, with an example of that, is Rebecca from the Show Me State of Missouri.
Hey, Derek, this is Rebecca. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri, and I have a couple stories for you. This is my first time calling in. I've had a lifetime of paranormal activities, you know, weird things happened to me, but these were two of the weirdest, and it happened in the same place. So it's early 90s, probably like 92 or so. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and my husband at the time is in his room playing classical guitar. He had like a music room. So he's playing, I'm watching TV, and to the right of me is like a 7-foot-tall ficus tree. And so it's in a pot on the floor, standing in the center of a sliding glass door. Now the door was shut, there was no air conditioning, no windows open, nothing like that. So there I am, sitting on the couch, watching TV, and all of a sudden, one of the branches on the tree stood straight out and started shaking like 1,000 miles an hour. I was staring at this thing thinking, what in the hell is that? Like, I could not believe what I was seeing. Like, I could not even form a sentence or a thought. And then it stopped dead. Now, the leaves did not like kind of sway a little bit till everything stopped. When I say it stopped dead, like that branch stopped on a dime. I could not understand what it was I was seeing because it broke every law of physics that we have. I got up, I was looking at the tree. I wasn't scared so much. I was more like completely baffled on what I had just seen. So I don't know what that was about, but that damn branch shaking scared the out of me. So anyway, now about 6 months later, same apartment, I'm sleeping in bed next to my husband. And I wake up and realize my pillow is gone. I look all over for the pillow. I look around me, around the bed, around my husband. I look on the floor. I can't find that stupid pillow anywhere. So I get out of bed, turn the light on, and I'm looking around the room. My husband's mad. What are you doing? Turn the light out. I said, I can't find my pillow. He's like, well, it's got to be around here somewhere. So he starts helping me look for the pillow. That pillow has vanished. It is gone. We don't know where it's at. So I'm like, forget it. I got to go to work in the morning. I went to the couch, grabbed a pillow off of that, took it to bed, put it under my skull, and tried to go back to sleep. But I could not sleep because I kept thinking about that stupid pillow. And I was feeling around. And then something in my head, a clear voice said, look out the window. Now, this was not an audible voice. This was just a voice I heard in my head. Look out the window. And I thought, what the hell? I'm not looking out the stupid window. I'm trying to sleep. Look out the window. So finally, I jumped out of bed, walked around to the one window in the room, grabbed the mini blinds, pulled the string. The mini blinds went up, and I looked out the window, and I couldn't see anything. And I'm thinking, what is the deal? So I turned the light on, because now I'm really confused, because I can't see out the window. And there, between the glass and the screen, is my pillow. I don't know how, I don't know why, but my pillow went from under my head to the window across the room in between the glass and the screen. So there you have it. I have thought of those two things about 50 million times in the last 30 years. I still cannot understand it. Anyway, love what you do. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Shaking branches and teleporting pillows. How exactly did either of these two things happen? And you know, I think I'm with Rebecca on this one. There doesn't seem to be any logical reason if she and her husband didn't do these things themselves, which it sounds like they did not. But unlike Rebecca's call, I wonder if the cause of this next strange occurrence isn't right there in front of us. From the deserts of Arizona, please welcome Luna to tonight's program.
This is Luna from Tucson, Arizona. This story is a Ouija board story, and it happened when I was about 13 years old. I was at my parents' house, and we were sitting on a trampoline. It was me, about four of my friends, on this trampoline. And the way it was set up, the trampoline was outside in the backyard in an area completely free of trees. You know, there was nothing, if you were jumping, that you'd bump your head on. No trees nearby, completely cleared area. So we're sitting on the trampoline, playing with the Ouija board, and we asked a question. We asked where my friend's hat was, just to see, you know, if it worked or whatever. And the Ouija board would not move, and we kept blaming each other. Oh, you're keeping it from moving. Oh, you're doing it on purpose. You just want to him off so he doesn't find his hat. And this friend who had lost his hat got frustrated, and he threw the Ouija board up into the air, and it never came back down. So that's the story. Thanks.
Thank you, Luna. Incredible stuff. And yet another reason not to involve yourself with a Ouija board. Their power seems to know no bounds. Now, folks, we have to cut away for another quick break, but I'll be right back with our next grouping of disappearances. Don't touch that dial.
Looking for top-notch healthcare in San Francisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on today's podcast, and that was a smart choice. And Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quotes with rates from other companies. So you save time on research, which allows you to enjoy the savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's incumbent upon us. Oh, absolutely. Angels.
According to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons Database, over 600,000 people go missing every year. There are approximately 4,400 unidentified bodies recovered each year, with approximately 1,000 of those bodies remaining unidentified after 1 year's time. On average, about 2,300 people are reported missing daily in the United States. The vast majority of these individuals are found within a short period. However, some cases remain unsolved for years. According to the FBI, about 70% of all reported missing persons are found or voluntarily returned within 48 to 72 hours. Now, with those figures in mind, please welcome our next guest, Brandon, from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Derek. My name is Brandon, and I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This story took place about not quite an hour ago, maybe 45 minutes from this call, and it happened on Interstate 76. Going from Elwood City to downtown Pittsburgh. I'm doing deliveries for work, and while I was on 76, I came up to this one overpass over me as I was driving by, and on it I saw this old lady, or what looked like an old lady. She was kind of in a light brown overcoat and a white looking shawl covering her head and face, and almost looked like she was from a different time period, kind of. The outfit almost looked like what you would see in movies of someone dressed from, I don't know, 100 years ago. Really long time ago, outfit did not match this time period. And she was just walking on this bridge that was totally empty. It's really cold up here too. I mean, it's been on and off snowing all day today here in Pittsburgh. And that's what looked off-putting to me, was just seeing someone walking like that in the snow alone. And I just kept looking at this lady as I'm driving to the overpass. And once I go under, I look in my rear view just to keep looking, and she was gone. Like, just totally vanished. And I looked up and down on that overpass in my rear view while paying attention to the road in front of me, and I couldn't see anything. It was like she wasn't even there. So I'm pretty sure I could have seen a potential residual ghost from another time period that just happened to walk on that bridge, or on the land that bridge was built some time ago. Anyway, I thought it was interesting and thought you and the other listeners might enjoy a quick little ghost sighting story here in Pittsburgh. I know this city does have a lot of history. So that's my story, and thank you for listening. Keep it spooky.
Thank you, Brandon. You're going to start to notice a theme here with these last few calls. Each as eerie as the last. And speaking of eerie, a friend of the show needs your help. Artist, wrestling fan, and all-around good guy, Eerie Eric is experiencing some debilitating medical issues that has left him unable to work. Close friends of Eric's have set up a GoFundMe, and I've linked to it there in the show notes. Now, Eric has always been great to me and my crew. He did some work for us for Cryptocrate way back in the day. He designed our summer camp Bigfoot shirt we have in our shop, and he did the Goonies-inspired drawstring backpacks that we also have featured. But most importantly, he's one hell of a guy. So if you have even a couple of dollars you can spare, please visit his GoFundMe. Again, you can find the link in the show notes. Or, at the very least, do what you can to send him some good vibes. And we hope that you're feeling better soon, Eric. Now, next up, we visit another vanishing human story. This time, from Amy in California.
Hi there, my name is Amy. I am from California, so I have a little creepy story. I was going across the United States from California to Georgia, driving, of course, because I had two senior dogs with me and I didn't want to fly. So I get to, I'm assuming, would be Oklahoma, going into Arkansas. Anytime I would get to a half tank, I wanted to stop for gas to make sure I get a full tank, you know, just to keep it safe. Check my app on my phone to see when the closest gas station would be around. It says about 10 miles, and I was like, eh. Look to my right, and I see a sign, really big billboard, but it wasn't up in the sky. It was close to the ground. Mind you, I'm in the country area. The Chevron, 2 miles away. I'm like, perfect. Go ahead, drive. I see where, you know, the Chevron is. I make a right. Mind you, this area looked like it would be a cul-de-sac. To my right has that white fencing that farms usually have, you know, the plastic kind. On the right side, I see the Chevron, small, very bright. But on my left side, which seems a little weird now that I think about it, and I still think about this, was it looked like a motel, but it was totally dark, like not in service. Okay. Well, if it is a country, it might not be in business. I pull in. It was very old school looking, this Chevron. I get out, use my ATM card. I have cash, but I'm just using my ATM card. Get my gas, and I look to my right, and I still to this day get chills. I see a lady walking down where that farm is inside the fence. She has blonde hair, pink and white plaid top, purse going across her, white pants on. And the coloring of her would be as if somebody's wearing something bright, walking down like a dark waist. So I didn't think anything of her. Mind you, this is probably about 12 to 2 a.m. You know, I'm still going across the United States, so I'm just trying to get to my destination. And I'm like, okay, so I'm looking at her more as she's getting closer to the fence, but I'm kind of like a little driveway across from her. She looks at me, I look at her, and she looks at me like, you can see me. And I was just kind of like, this is strange. Get into my car, my dogs, they're sleeping like it's nothing. I go ahead, make a U-turn out, one way in, one way out of this little area. So I look to my left because I'm like, it's a little late for this lady to be in the street. There's nothing there. It's just extremely weird. I'm looking back going, there's no way this lady could disappear, you know, and I just saw her. So I just went out of my merry way. I was like, yeah, let me just get out of here. I got places to go. Once I reached Georgia, a couple days later, I really thought about it. And I wanted to do some research on this area because it was very strange. I go into my bank account, look for the transaction. That transaction was never recorded onto my bank account, which is weird. And I was like, well, maybe I have the day wrong. Maybe I have the time wrong. It was never there. So I'm not sure what happened there and why that was never documented on my transaction. But it was extremely weird. Still get goosebumps to this day. If anybody knows anything about this, I would love to hear it. Hope everybody has a great day and keep it spooky. Thank you for everything you do. Bye.
Thank you, Amy. How creepy that the transaction was never recorded. You know, I wonder if this experience even ever happened at all. And if it didn't, then what the hell was it that Amy experienced? Some sort of time slip? A ghost? Or did she just imagine the entire thing? And yet again, we're left asking ourselves here, where did the stranger go? People don't typically disappear into thin air. Except for when they do. And though this occurrence is rare, we have an abundance of stories featuring that detail here tonight. Take this anonymously submitted call, for example, coming to us from parts unknown.
Hey, Derek. So, I got a quick story. It's a bit of a strange one. I don't really know how to really explain it. So I was standing on the corner of an intersection, and it was a pretty open intersection. Like, there weren't any, like, visual obstructions. I mean, there were a few cars at the intersection, obviously, but they weren't big enough that they would, like, completely obstruct my view of him. And so, to start off, I saw this man on the corner, and he was acting a bit strange. Like, something just seemed a bit off about him. I don't know. Sometimes people just give off weird vibes. And this guy was definitely acting a bit odd, to say the least. And I couldn't quite pin down what felt off about him. I think it was just his mannerisms and just the way he was behaving. I don't know. He just seemed a bit eccentric and very animated. So basically, I was standing at the intersection, and I see him from across the street, and I briefly look down to my phone to check the time, and then I look back up, like, only a few seconds later, and he was completely gone. Like I said, there was nothing around the intersection for him to, like, be obstructed from my view or for, like, him to hide behind. And there was no way that he could have had enough time to run somewhere else to basically hide out of sight. So, yeah, it was a very strange occurrence. I have no explanation for it, but, yeah, that's basically my story. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, caller. It's strange that all these stories seem to occur while in traffic. Could it be that the witness was simply moving too quickly to keep an eye on the soon-to-be missing? Or is there some other connection involved here? Now, I have one more entry depicting this strange phenomena, but it doesn't involve a moving vehicle. However, it does still occur on the road. So please welcome Mike from California to the program.
Hey Derek, it's Mike from Siskiyou County, California, and my story takes place in Fort Jones, which is about, let's say, 50 miles away from Weed, I believe. But anyways, I was out on my walk one day around Fort Jones, and it was pretty late at night. It was like 11 o'clock, and as I was coming to the end of my walk, I noticed this lady at the very end of the road from me. And I was like, hey, that's not strange. But as I got a little closer, I noticed she's not really moving all that much. And as I got closer and closer, I can see she's quite old. She has a purple sweater knitted and like grayish slacks, and not super long gray hair. She was real wrinkly. But, you know, as I come around the corner, I wave at her, because that's what we do around here. And she's still motionlessly just staring off into space, not moving. So I was like, okay, well, that's a bit creepy. So walk up past her. It wasn't until he got out of my line of sight that I turned my head ever so slightly, looked back at her, and she was gone. Yeah, she was just straight up gone. No noise, no nothing. She can't really sprint away. I can hear her. Yeah, that was a bit weird. Told my friends about it. We even went back to the spot to recreate the experience, and they can't explain it. We all call her the Purple Lady. Yeah, that's my experience. Keep it spooky. Bye.
Thank you, Mike, for the phone call. Now, maybe the road is the common denominator here, as all four of these stories seem to take place on one. But regardless of who these people were or where they disappeared to, the calls are downright unsettling. But I've saved the most unsettling for last. But first, we must take our final break of the evening. I'll be right back.
Trusted Community Health Center with 8 convenient locations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on today's podcast, and that was a smart choice. And Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quotes with rates from other companies, so you save time on research, which allows you to enjoy the savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Rivalry matchup going on in the NL West.
Now, as promised, one last final Erie entry. And this one is out of the Lone Star State of Texas. Please welcome Will to the program.
Hi, Derek. My name is Will, and I'm from Texas. I am calling to report a sighting that happened last night. So I do deliveries for work, and it was nighttime. I had just gotten off work, and I decided to go a slightly different route back home. And as I'm turning around a corner in my vehicle, I see, as I am nearing another bend in the road, going to the right, up ahead, in my headlights, is just a pair of legs walking on the grass, going to the right. And when I first see it, I'm like, what is that? You know, I just was kind of baffled, because imagine just a pair of legs walking. It kind of looks like a slinky or something, but there were shadows. And I got closer, and as I got closer, they disappeared. So I was like, there's got to be an explanation. I backed up and turned on my brights, and I backed up into the exact same way that I was approaching it with the headlights and everything. And it didn't ever happen again. I tried to recreate it, but it didn't happen again in the exact same circumstances. So as I approached the first time, I was also looking for, like, maybe a cat or something that was approaching from an angle that looked like it was stretching out its shadow or something like that on the back wall. But no, I mean, as far as I could tell, I could not recreate that effect. There were no animals at that time, as far as I know. I just thought it was a really strange one, just to see a pair of human shadowy legs just walking without a torso to accompany it. Anyways, I think that might tickle your brain a little bit, and maybe you'll have your suggestion for what it might have been. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Will. Well, you know, that sort of detail sounds awfully familiar. We've played a number of stories over the years about disembodied legs that seem to hustle across the road. At one time, even a disembodied green butt was described. And each of these anomalies seemed to disappear during the sighting, I might add. Now, speaking of the green butt encounter, I've actually referenced that call before, so I have a truncated version of the original call. And I'm just going to share it here with you, once again, real quick. So from Season 10, Episode 19, please welcome back Kelly from Alabama.
As I was driving across the bridge, I saw a little green fluorescent butt. I say fluorescent because it was glowing. I saw a little green butt run across the road. It was about 1 foot, 2 feet tall. At the top of the butt had legs and feet. And it flashed across my car as I was driving. I was probably driving about 35 miles an hour. There was no top half to this little creature or spirit or whatever it was. It literally, like, ran across the road.
While what Will saw was not green, it was awfully similar. And both did seemingly disappear right before the witness's eyes. So perhaps there is a connection here. Or perhaps this is simply one wild coincidence. But either way, folks, those are the stories of the vanished. Tales of disappearing objects, people, and things. Now, I sure do hope you had as much fun with this one as I did. Who knew that vanishing objects was such a popular trope? Now, folks, that's going to do it for this evening, but before I go, Monsters Among Us podcast is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes, Delaney Bowers, and Connor Ryan. All media used in this episode was done so under the protection of fair use. Be sure to like and follow us on social media. Give us a like and follow on YouTube. And leave us a rate and review wherever that sort of thing is possible. Don't forget, you can catch the show every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern on the UnX Digital Network. Just visit unxnetwork.com to tune in. And finally, tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Now don't forget to watch our film, Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. Just visit BorregoTriangle.com to learn where you can tune in. And for you international folks, you'll definitely want to join our Discord. Very soon, I'll be making an announcement about special screenings through Discord that will allow you to watch the film. So be sure to get that app and to stay tuned. More info to follow soon. All right, folks, I'll catch you back here on Thursday with a brand new installment. Until then, share with a friend, give us a call, and keep it spooky. Have yourselves a good night.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.